All right, we'll move along. Up next, Colorado coach Tad Boyle, and the Buffaloes are on the road at Arizona on Thursday, and then turn around and play at Arizona State on Saturday. Coaches online, we'll go ahead and take questions.
To ask a question, press star 1. You have a question from Bruce Pasco, Arizona Daily Star.
Hi, Coach. I was wondering, with Spencer, there obviously did so many things for you guys, and I was just wondering if you can kind of go over kind of how you're expecting to replace him. I know it's more than just putting Jerron at the point or whatever, and kind of how that process is. How have you tried to get it going this weekend or last weekend?
Well, I think it's such a mental thing with our team because Spencer did do so many things for us that. It's going to be by committee. You're right. Jerron Hopkins is not going to be Spencer Dinwiddie, and we don't expect him to be. But he's a terrific player, and he can bring some of the things to the table that Spencer brought. And one of those that we need is we need a defensive presence on the perimeter because Spencer was our best perimeter defender. We put him on the other team's best player, best perimeter player, and he took pride in that. And Jerron is capable of being a good defender and helping in that area. And then we're going to need guys coming off the bench, Xavier Talton and Eli Stalzer and George King, to step up and make plays for us as well offensively and make free throws, get to the free throw line. Spencer did a great job of that. So it's going to be by committee, but I think, you know, what I want our players to understand is Spencer averaged 14 points and about 4 assists a game. And, you know, if we can have 7 guys on our team get 1 extra bucket a game, we've made up the 14 points. And, you know, 4 guys get an extra assist a game, we've made we made up the assists. But it's the confidence, the swagger that Spencer brought to our team that is going to have to be developed as we move forward.
Yeah, I wonder, about that, too, if you know, with any of your leaders, if you've had individual – kind of talks about what they need to, you know, or like you said, with some of the other guards playing more.
I've had conversations both you know, with the group and also individually, and I think the two guys whose shoulders the leadership is going to fall on is Askia Booker and Josh Scott, and the message to them has been you just have to be positive when bumps in the road come, as they will. And they would have with Spencer in the lineup, but now with him out of the lineup, when those bumps in the road come, it's imperative that you're positive, not only with yourselves, but with your teammates, and understand that this is going to be a process, and we got talented guys, and we got to handle it in a positive way.
Yeah, did you start to see that on Saturday? It looked like maybe Josh and maybe Jerron also playing with some real confidence out there. Is that...
Yeah, I think Josh and Askia did a good job of that. They both played very well against UCLA. You know, even though we didn't win the game, those two guys really produced well. But you know, we didn't get a lot of production from the other guys, and that's where Askia and Josh have to get out of themselves and how they're playing, and hopefully have an effect on how their teammates are playing. And it gets back to the old, you know, Magic Johnson line, you know, good teammates make themselves better. Great teammates make them their teammates better, and those around them better. And that's what Josh and Askia have to do. They have to make those around them better and take a little bit of ownership in that as well.
Great, thanks.
Again, to ask a question, press star 1. Your next question comes from John Goad, Arizona Daily Star.
Coach, how are you today?
Good.
Coach, Askia seemed to go under the radar a little bit in terms of Pac-12 accolades and just kind of, you know, national recognition. How important has he been to your team, not just this year, but over his career?
He's been extremely important since he's, you know, come on campus. I look at, you know, what he meant to our team 2 years ago when he was a freshman. He kind of was in that sixth man role, that instant offense and energy off the bench. Kind of played with no fear as a freshman. And, you know, that was the year we won the Pac-12 postseason tournament, won a game in the NCAA tournament, and Askia was a big part of that. And then last year as a sophomore, stepped into a starting role, was MVP of the Charleston Classic last year, early in the season, played very, very well. Didn't shoot the ball well, you know, over the course of the season last year, but has always been an emotional type leader for us. He's one of those guys that when he is on and when he's playing well and he's got positive energy, boy, it just permeates through a whole team. And so he's important to us in a lot of different facets, not just scoring the ball and shooting the ball, but just bringing energy and positive energy to the team.
Coach, you mentioned how, you know, sort of his energy kind of fueled him a little bit. He's had a little bit of an up-and-down year in certain games. Obviously, the Kansas game winner was huge, but then against Washington the other day scoring 0 points. Talk about how he's able to control those emotions and maybe not let them, high or low, trickle into the next game.
Well, it's hard. It's hard for any player. But when you got a guy like Askia who's a little bit undersized, I mean, let's be frank. I mean, he's a little guy, and so for him to have an effect on the game, he feels like he can get a shot, and he really can get a shot anytime he wants. And the whole key with him has been great shot selection. And I look back at the Oregon game. You know, he had a career-high 27 against Oregon when we beat them here a couple weeks ago. And then he goes 0-for-9 against Washington. So, you know, part of it is shot selection, taking good shots with Askia, and then just trying to be more consistent with your performance, which – you know, again, there's going to be nights where the ball's going in. There's going to be nights where it's not going in. But understanding that he can affect the game in other ways on defense and making plays for his teammates as well.
Great, Coach. Thanks so much.
All right, we'll take one more question.
Your final question comes from Doug Holler, Arizona Republic.
Now, from what you've seen on film, how has T.J. McConnell changed Arizona?
Oh, boy. A lot of different ways. He's a terrific player, guy that just seems to make big shots when they need shots, but also a guy that really distributes the ball and doesn't care about scoring. Very underrated defender. I watch him on tape, and he's got great hands, he's got great feet, he's got great toughness, and he's a big part of their success this year. And, you know, he doesn't seem like a kid. I don't know him, so this is all just perception, you know, by an opposing coach. But he just seems to be one of those guys that just cares about winning and does whatever and is going to try to do whatever it takes, you know, to help his team do that, which is, you know, quite frankly, a lot of what Spencer did for us. You know, I think Spencer may have had a opportunity to affect the game offensively and take it over maybe a little bit more than TJ can. But TJ's one of those guys that if you go to sleep on him, he's going to hurt you and he's going to burn you. And he's terrific. He's helped him a lot of different ways. Hard to quantify in just, you know, one sentence or one word.
Thank you.
You bet.
Perfect. Tad, thanks for your time today. Good luck this week.
Okay. Thanks, Dave.
You bet. We'll see you.